Warning. This story contains details of violence and sexual assault. One of two teen killers responsible for the sexual assault, murder and mutilation of 18-year-old Kimberly Proctor was denied day parole due to a high risk of violent re-offending. According to a decision from the Parole Board of Canada, Cameron Moffat, now 32, was denied day parole at a November 22 hearing. On March 18, 2010, 17-year-old Moffat and 16-year-old Cruz Wellwood tortured, sexually assaulted, beat, and eventually strangled Proctor at Wellwood's Langford home before mutilating her body with a knife and attempting to burn her remains the next day. Both pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and indignity to a dead body, and they have been serving life sentences since 2011. The judge's comments at your sentencing stated the circumstances of the murder are so horrific that no words can adequately convey the inhuman cruelty you and your accomplice showed to the victim, noted the board's decision. The decision stated Moffat experienced sexual and physical abuse as a youth, and he demonstrated significant emotional behavioral problems from a young age. You engaged in behavioral problems at school, which led to suspensions. These behaviors included truancy, fighting, possessing a box cutter and knife on school grounds, and engaging in threatening or intimidating behavior. Though he didn't have a prior criminal history, the board members said Moffat has a tendency toward impulsive behavior and deviant sexual tendencies, highlighting a number of former partners who described him being emotionally, physically and sexually abusive, though none of the allegations resulted in criminal investigations, charges or convictions, so the board found that it does not meet the threshold of being reliable or persuasive information. The Correctional Service of Canada reported that Moffat had not displayed any high-risk behaviors during his sentence and he has adjusted well to incarceration. Earlier in your sentence, there were concerns you had been in contact with your accomplice through letters and when questioned, you reported you did so because you still cared about them. You agreed it was not an appropriate relationship and file information notes you have not had any contact with your co-accused since 2021, noted the board. During his sentence, he took part in a number of programs, including a high-intensity sex offender programming and maintenance programming on three occasions, and most recently, he completed the institutional maintenance program, sex offender, in October 2023. He continues to maintain that the acts of violence toward Proctor were not equal between him and Wellwood, saying the plan to murder her was all contrived by Wellwood, and Moffat was convinced to participate. The CSC notes that, whether this is the case or not, it is concerning anyone could be convinced into engaging in such a heinous crime. In September, he completed a psychological risk assessment that found he would likely benefit from the opportunity to develop and implement social living skills in a less structured setting, though the psychologist noted he still has a high risk for violence until he demonstrates a period of sustained behavioral and emotional stability and independence in a minimum security institution. The Correctional Service acknowledged there are positive factors in his case and he has made progress, though there are still concerns regarding a diagnoses of sexual sadism, your insight into why you committed the index offenses, as well as your self-reported role in the murder and your actions following the murder. In a written submission to the board, he expressed enormous shame, regret and remorse for his actions, and he does not wish to cause anyone any further harm, saying he plans to upgrade his education and to focus on his spirituality. There are several victim statements on file. They speak to the profound impact your actions to take the life of their loved one has had on their lives. They share who she was, a person, someone full of laughter, fun, loving and kind. She was on the cusp of graduating from school. She was someone who was a valued member of a large family, with every member now having to learn to live without her in their lives, noted the decision. The board denied his application, though a program facilitator noted he would have an opportunity to improve his rating after completing a further program at a minimum security institution, or upon conditional release to the community.